just to review again the background, there is a pasuk in Chumash Dvarim where the Kohanim are singled out, al pi yemiyeh kol rei v'chol nega. Part of the role of the Kohanim, the makor of Karbonos also, but part of their role is nega, they have to paskin on saras, you have to dapke have a coin, and riv, lechatchila, it's preferable to appoint Kohanim levim. Shevet Levi was singled out to transmit the Masorah of Torah to the next generation. The Rambam, I think, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he describes how there was Avodah Zarah starting from the generation of the Enosh, and then Avraham Avinu came on the scene, and he was a monotheist, and then he transmitted everything to Yitzchak, and then Yitzchak at this appointed Yankif, Rambam's interesting, Yitzchak appointed Yankif to transmit the Masorah, then Yankif singled out Shevet Levi that they should transmit the Torah to the next generation. Yorim Shpatechav Yakim Sayros Chalisot, they're supposed to pass. So the Rambam quotes from the Tanoi, from the Sifrei, that whenever you should appoint someone to be a member of a Bezin, you have a toss-up to appoint a Kohen or a non-Kohen, so you a Levi or a non-Levi, so you appoint a Kohen or the Levi. So that's what it says here. They're supposed to do din etor. A Kohen is not miyakeh b'dievet. You can have a Bezin of Shlosh Yisrael. But l'chatchila should be like that. So because they're both mentioned in the Pasuk, one next to the other, so Reb Meir holds makish rivim l'nidoim. Makish rivim l'nigoim. With respect to what he say, makish rivim l'nigoim. So just like riv is shaloi b'kroivim, just like kroivim apostle is, and whoever is apostle is apostle dayonis. So kroivim apostle to serve is dayonim. So to Reb Meir's opinion is that kroivim apostle for riyas n'goim. We don't pass like Reb Meir, we pass in kolon agadim adam reichutz b'nigi atzma, only his own n'goim not. Shadu bari ishtik agufa, his wife's n'goim. But kroivim is the machlekes Reb Meir n'chachamim. So that's one nafkamina between Reb Meir and Chacham. The other nafkamina is the Rias Negoim cannot take place by Laila. So the Gemara says, why not? Because it says, Ubayom Herois Boy. The line begins, we're on Lamadal and Lamadbe. So the line begins with the word Ubayom Herois Boy. Tosis says that it's Eina Meduyak. Tosis Dima Masra Dechsiv Eina Meduyak. They really should have quoted the Pasuk, Kenegad Nirali Babois Livalola Ori. If you wouldn't have had the other pasuk, I would have said b'yom means b'yom v'lo b'layla. But now that I have the other pasuk, li v'lo li'ori, so that tells me b'layla is no good. And b'yom ha'roz teaches me a totally different din. Yom sham yesh yom shatarev, yesh yom shatarev. If it's a simchas chasen or it's a yontif, then you don't look at the negat tzaras because you're going to aggravate him. He won't have a shivus mamish. He won't be able to enjoy himself. Okay. So Rias Negoim cannot take place by Laila, has to take place by Yom. And Reb Meir holds Makas Shrivim the Negoim, so the Torah has to take place by Yom also, and it means even the Gemar Din. So Reb Meir disagrees with the Mishnah. Mishnah Alam and Beis Amar Aleph says, Didi Mamad is done by Yom Agam and by Laila, the Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin, Tchilas Yeshivas Bezin has to be by Yom, but the Gemar Din can't be by Laila, because it says, V'shavto Sam B'chaleis. And Reb Meir disagrees. He says the Gemara Din has to be by Yom also. Fine. So even Reb Meir, who holds Makir Shrivim Lenigoyim, so the Gemara says it's not 100%. Usually say Ein Hekesh Lamachzo. Whenever you have a Hekesh, goes all the way. Here it's not 100%. Why? Because a Dintori in each Loisha in the Goyim is not Bishloisha. Alachad min Bonam Pakuanim. So the Gemara says, you see, it's not 100%. Then the Gemara says also, then the Gemara says also that it's not 100% that Rias Negoim cannot take place all hours of the day. If you have a Yom HaMa'unon, if it's cloudy outside, so you may not be able to see the Negoim properly. If it's too early in the morning, too late in the evening. So the Gemara quotes Mishnais from the Negoim that it may look like it's brighter than it is, it may look like it's less bright than it really is. So you can't see Negoim all day long. So what are you going to carry that over to a Din Torah? You can't have a Din Torah if it's cloudy outside. So even Reb Meir agrees that it's not 100% Makir Shrivim the Negoim. There's an exception to the rule that Bayom HaMunon is good. Okay. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The line begins, Ein Roim Asa Negoim, about 15 lines from the bottom. The line begins, Ein Roim Asa Negoim, Shachres Ben Ha'abayim, too early in the morning, too late at night, Lo'e B'tel Ha'abayis, inside the Hasla Bayom HaMunon, because Kea Niris Aza, Aza Niris Kea, so it won't be proper. Sure. Yeah, what was against it? Reb Meir holds Makashiv and the Dem has three dinim. One din Nachama. One din is that Kravim cannot paskin by Rias Negoim. And we don't pass like that. The second din, Rav Meir holds that a Gmar din cannot take place by Laila. You have to be done by Yom Negoim and by Yom. Makash Rivim Negoim. Then the Gemara had a third din, a third halacha Makash Rivim Negoim, that a Summa Beino Achas cannot be Royas Hanegoim. How do you know? Because it's a Lechol Mari Ein HaKoim. The coin has to be able to see with both eyes. If a coin is only able to see with one eye, he's blind on one eye, so he cannot paskin on the goyim. So what the Nami Rav Meir would say that a Summa Bein Achas is possible to serve as a dayan for Dini Mamanus. And the Gemara says the Chachamim don't hold Makashri from the Negoim, because we paskin Kol HaNegoim Adam Roya, even Kroivim can paskin, and we paskin the Gemara Din can be Balailo. So we don't hold for the Makashri from the Negoim. So in Mela, we would say that a Summa Bein Achas would be kosher to serve as a dai. What about a Summa Gomur? What if he's Summa Bishteinov? So that, the Rishonim explained, the Balamar and the other Rishonim explained, that's possible to serve as a dai. How do you know? Because the Mishnah in Nida says, whoever is possible, this is possible Lidayonis. That's how we know that, let's say, Korev is posulatus, that's a posik, liyum so abas abbanim, liyum so abas beidus banim. So Korev mapsulim latus. How do you know that Korev mapsulim to serve as dayanim? So that's the Mishnah, and neither assumes like that. Whoever is posulatus is also posul dayanim. That's what Tosis has a discussion. Is Isha psula ladun? Tosis and a few mesichta says, Isha psula laedus. So should I apply the klal kol posul ahoy posul ladun? Should it apply also to Isha? So Tosis has two opinions. But Taisa assumes there is such a klal. That's the Mishnah. Whoever is posulatus is also posulatus. So what's a din? A blind person. Is a blind person kosulatus or not? How can it be an aid? You can't see what's happening. So the Gemara, you have to see. What, he has Ruach HaKodesh. How's he going to be an aid? So they quote, So let's say he hears the fella made a haidos baldin. He recognizes Tvias Eina Dekolo. He speaks with these people all the time, every day. And here's the way Shimon makes a Hidros Baldin, that he owes money to Reuven. So is he kosher laedus later to say that there was a Hidros Baldin? Or better, he saw an accident, and he saw this car crashed into that car, and he knows who was driving the car. Then he loses his eyesight later. Can he testify after he became Suma? Can he testify about what he saw when he was able to see?
Retailer the
Bedikos?
Let's say the tzad that
would
be
more.
Retailer the
Bedikos? There's no tzad. It's enough in the Gemara. That's no good. Nothing to philosophize. So that's what the Rishonim quote. The Balamar quotes a Gemara in Yesh Nachlin, a Gemara in Bava Basra, that if he saw the incident, or he heard, let's say, he heard the Hadas Baldin, and he recognized the voice. So the Gemara said that it's not good. Summa is posulatus. Summa is posulatus. It's not only because he can't see, it's an hechitimtza. Even if he did see, and then he lost his eyesight, it's puzzle. So then the Balamor says, so that's the Mishnah in Nida. Whoever's puzzle, this is puzzle of Dayanus. Tosis assumes also. The whole 2 days in Tosis with the Ishik Sheva Ladun, you have to have three people who have smicha to function as Dayanin, Mugzevus Bachavolos. So can a woman have smicha? A woman rabbi, can a woman have smicha? So Tosis has 1 day, yeah, a woman can have smicha. And a woman can function as a member of the Bezin. There's a din called Apostle Aedis, is Apostle Adayonis. So Tosis has 2 days. Tosis suggests maybe that cloud doesn't apply to women. Maybe it only applies to men, whatever the Hezbollah is. But Tosis assumes that the cloud is a cloud. Tosis and Balamar, they all assume the first half of the Mishnah is accepted. Even though the second half of the Mishnah, the Gemara says here, is not accepted. The Mishnah says whoever is Apostle Aedis is automatically Apostle Adayonis. And there are people who are kosher la'edus who are not necessarily kosher la'dayans. Let's say I have an Amha Aretz, an honest guy. He's not related to anybody. He's not a gangster. He's not a Russia. He's not a Kor, but he doesn't know kosher mishpat. So he's kosher la'edus, but he's not kosher to serve as a dayan. That would have been the simple pshat in Mishnah. Who, there are peyeshe kosher la'hoid, vein a kosher la'dun. If he's not learned, so he's kosher la'edus, but he's not kosher la'dayans. Rav Yochanan makes a comment on the Mishnah when the second half of that Mishnah Nida. That there's a series of Mishnayos that says anything that has din, this din has that din. There are things that have that din that don't have this din. So you have one after the other, and they collected all the cases from Shas. That's why the Gemara says that that Mishnah may just be they wanted to collect all the cases. The Mishnayos were being recited orally, even after Rabbi Yudan Nasi edited the Mishnayos, but most assume the Mishnayos were still recited orally till the days of Rabbi and Rav Asher. That's when they wrote down the Mishnayos. So in order to remember the whole Torah Shebal Peh, they put together all the Ein Beins, and they put together Yesh. There's whatever has A has B, but not everything that's B has A. So they put together everything just for the purpose of memorizing the whole Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what the Gemara says. We won't necessarily paskan like that Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, in Daf Lamed Beis, this is in the middle of Echad Din Mamonos. Here telling you how to make a Din Torah. There, maybe it's only to transmit the Masorah. So they said there was a Shitas Rav Meir, so they threw in Shitas Rav Meir. But if you have, I think Mar is going to explain, if you have two Stam Mishnayas, and Rabbi Yechanan says, Halachik is Stam Mishnah, so which one should you paskan like? Here there's a Stam Mishnah against Rav Meir. And there there's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. So the Gemara says the Stam Mishnah here in Sanhedrin is Odif. Why? Because here we're talking about how to paskan it in Torah. Diktoni la gab hilchas the dina. Over there is just in order to remember the Torah Shebal Peh. So they put in Shitas Rav Meir, not necessarily meaning that we should paskan like that.
When do we say someone is puzzled as an eder or just not shy for eders? Remember when we're talking about women, we said they're not shy for eders. Therefore, they could. That was the top in the Tosfos who says that they'd be kosher l'dayim. So when do we laden? What would the chiluk be? Why wouldn't we say like a sumo would be possible, or would you say it's not shy because he's not going to have the right to see?
That's a good point. I don't know. It's interesting. No, the Summa, even if he did see it, and then he lost his vision, is this posulitis now, even though he knows what he's talking about, or even though he recognizes the voices. It's a din that the Summa is posulitis. Yeah. Isha, that's what we had the Nesivis quoted from the Tumim, from the Yonis and Ebeshitz, that you don't always apply Nimsech and Menedim Karav apostle. Let's say three witnesses came and they testified on the case, and it turns out that by mistake, one of the three witnesses was a Karav, or a Russia. So not only can we not accept his testimony, Nitzach and Karva Apostle, even the testimony of the other two, also not accepted. So the Nesivis quotes from the Tumim that there were six people where we wouldn't apply Nimsech and Karva Apostle. Have Cherisha to the Kotna, have Isha Akum, that's the third eight, so they don't have a Shem eight at all. They're never acceptable. A Karav, in a different case, he is kosher leidus. In this case, he's no good. So a Karav is called an eight apostle. A Russia could do tshuva, so calls money doesn't tshuva, he's called an eight apostle. But Ebed Isha Akum, Cherishah to be cotton, they're never kosher leidus. So they're not in the Parsha of Eidus. So you don't call them an eight apostle. They're not an eight at all. So you can't say, Ninsa Echad Menu Eidim, Karav apostle. These six people are not Echad Menu Eidim. So that's what we interpreted Pshat, that's our Absolvech, you interpreted Pshat and Tosfos, that maybe the klal, whoever is posel leidus is posel adayana, shouldn't apply to Isha. Isha doesn't have a paslus leidus, just she's not in the Parsha of Eidus at all. Isha is never the Parsha of Eidus. So you're raising a question, maybe.
A
Neved
can become
a
shuchar, just like a
Rosh
can do
tshuva. A Neved can become a shuchar, yeah. The Adon has to agree to be Meshachar himself, Mechus HaMaisa. The Goy can convert also, the Gemara calls that Mechus HaMaisa, yeah. But doing tshuva, that everyone can do the tshuva, yeah. Not exactly the same. Okay. Right. Here it should be. Right. So that's what the Balamor says over here, that Asuma Bishtei Einov is Pasala Eidus. That's a Gemara in Yesh Nechlin. Asuma Bishtei Einov is Pasala Eidus. So and the ratio of the Mishnah, and neither we do accept. Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Kol HaKosher Lodin Kosher Lohoid, V'yesh HaKosher Lohoid, V'yesh HaKosher Lohoid. So the ratio of the Mishnah we do accept. That whoever is Pasal Eidus is Pasal Adayonis as well. So therefore, Asuma Bishtayenov, B'chol Adayonis should be Pasal Eidus. The only thing that's under debate is Machlekes Rameh Nachachamim Suma Beino Achas. Because by Rias Negoim it says, L'chol Marei Eini Akoyin. So L'chol Marei means he has to have vision of both eyes. If he can't see on one eye, so he can't do Rias Negoim. So if you all Makesh Rivim L'Negoim, so just like Suma Beino Achas is no good for Rias Negoim, it's no good for a din Torah and indeed imam to see the Ferivim. And the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir. We don't hold for the Makash Rivim and the Goyim. So we would say that Asuma Bein Achas is Kosh. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Yeah? What do you say? Right. Plural. Any hakoy. Good. In the plural. So now the Gemara tells the story. We just started yesterday. Who saw me
in the Havim? In the Metzias, the Kohen has to decide whether it's depressed the Mara or not depressed. So that takes two eyes.
That takes two eyes.
Two eyes, not one eye.
Yeah.
Physically, it takes
right.
Two eyes.
Right. That is correct. But if you're going to say it's because of a Metzias de Gezach, so it's not that he's possible. It's not that he's possible le negoyim. So then how can you carry it over to Rivim? So if you say it's Akzeris HaKosuv, so then it's Torah says that he's possible. Just if it's just in Hechetim, so it's hard to say that it should carry over with the Hekesh, Makesh, Rivim, le negoyim. So the Gemara tells the story. Who saw me the Havid B'Shevus of the Rabbi Yechanan? The line begins with the words the Havid B'Shevus. So what kind of a sumo was he? So we saw the Mohammed's quotes, the Chuvas Rab Shveri Goyen, who writes in the Chuva that Rov HaGirsoes, that a Meduyuk, have the Girsa in the Gemara, who Samya Be'eno Achas, he was Summa Be'eno Achas. And even if he wouldn't have that Girsa, so the Rif and the Rashi learned that that's the case anyway. The Summa was only a Summa Be'eno Achas, he wasn't Summa B'Shteheno. Summa B'Shteheno, there's nothing to discuss. Even the Chacham and Rabbi will agree that it's possible to be a Dayan and Dili Mominus, because Kala Pasalai, Pasalad, and as soon as Pasalai, it's not just a Hechitimtsa, he doesn't know what's happening.
He quotes your place and says, Nidras as a Summa Bishbei, and of his Kashaleh.
Is Kashaleh?
Ladun.
Kashaleh Ladun. Why?
I don't know.
What happened to the Xeris Akosuv?
He says that all the country of Mer that's Makish Nagayan Larivim.
In Tosfos learns the Gemara Tzuma B'Shtei Einav. Wow. Okay, that's a chiddush. But over here, a lot of Rishonim said they quote the Ravid and the Balamor. Both said we don't have the Ravid, we have the Balamor. But the Chiddush Aran quotes it from the Ravid as well. The same pshat. And the Ramban like that, and the Rif and the Rashi. We're talking about Tzuma Beinach, Tzuma B'Shtei Einav. We're assuming that for sure would be possible at Dayanis, because whoever's possible at Edis is possible at Dayanis. So there was a Summa Bein Achas who lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yechon, Havi Shevibus Rabbi Yechon. Havi Doyen Dina, Veloyom Alei Rabbi Yechon, Veloyom Midi. Rabbi Yechon didn't protest it, and he used to participate in Dina Torah, the Summa Bein Achas. Frag di Gemara Hechi Ovid Hochi, had Rabbi Yechon allowed the Summa Bein Achas to function as a Dayan? V'ham Rabbi Yechon Alochik is Tam Mishneh. Rabbi Yechanan says we always pass on like his Tam Mishneh. The Gemara says in other Masechtas that's Treya Meraya Liber Rabbi Yechanan. Different students said the name Rabbi Yechanan, different versions. Some said that he said Alochik Kistam Mishneh, and others said that he never said that Alochik Kistam Mishneh. But we usually assume like that. We usually assume that version that Rabbi Yechanan did say Alochik Kistam Mishneh. We have a lot of exceptions to the rule, but we usually assume like that. Alochik Kistam Mishneh, isn't there a Tam Mishneh there in Nidos Nan? In the series of all the Mishnais, whoever has A has B, whoever has B, not necessarily have A. So one of those in the series says, Kala Koshalod and Koshalahoid. I mean, if it's Pasale, it has to be Pasale Dayanis. That's the ratio that everyone subscribes to. Yeshi Koshalahoid, Bene Koshalod. Who is that referring to? The second, the Sefer, the Mishnah. You could have said it on Maharitz. He's Koshalahoid and he's Pasale Dayanis. So what do you need a Mishnah for? It's self evident. It's not learned person. So it must be the Mishnah is telling me Epis Adin. The Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, it must be saying Adin, Asi Yisum Beina Achas. That what? That Yisum Beina Achas is Kosher Laedus. He can see what's happening. Says Oro, he can see, Beina Kosher Lodun. Why is he Pasa Lodun? Because Makish Rivim Lenigoyim, and to stop Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara, okay, so the Gemara effect, Akasha, how can Rabbi Yechanan permitted the Summa Bein Achas to function as a Dayan in Dini Torah? Rabbi Yechanan himself is the one who said on the Mishnah in Nida that Summa Bein Achas is Pasul Lodun, because Makash Rivim Le Negoim, and by Negoim in Nid, L'chol Mari Eni Akoin. You have to look with both eyes. So who are the Nami by Mamun, the Summa Bein Achas no good? So how did Rabbi Yechanan paskin against this? How does he allow the Summa Bein Achas to function? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan Stamachrita Ashkach, there's another stoma that contradicts that stoma. That's our stoma, our Mishnah Lamed Beis. Why? It says in our Mishnah, Dinim Amos Danim Ayam Gamim Balayla. Gamim Balayla means that you're not makish for even Linigoyim. So you don't pass. So our Mishnah is against Reb Meir. Frag the Gemara, so it's a contradiction between one Stam Mishnah and another Stam Mishnah. So how did he know which Stam Mishnah is stronger than the other? Mayul made the high Stam, and the Stam Ulma means stronger. How did he know that the Stam Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis is stronger than the Stam Mishnah in Nida? And for the Gemara, two answers. Eboy is saying, if you want, he can say one answer, Stam with the Rab Modif. You have here, you have a Stam Mishnah like the Chachamim. There in Nida, you have a Stam Mishnah like Rab Meir. So normally, Rab Meir and Chachamim, Halachik Chachamim. So if you would have only had one Stam Mishnah like Rab Meir, okay, so Rab Yehuda Nasi wrote the Stam Mishnah like Rab Meir, he thinks that the consensus was like Rab Meir. Unusual, usually Yachav Rab Malachi Rab. Rab Yehuda Nasi thinks the Rabbim hold like Rab Meir. But over here, you have two Stam Mishnahs, and one is like Rab Meir, and one is like the Chachamim. So you can't tell based on the Stam Mishnah. So you revert back to the basic rule, the Yachav Rab Malachi Rab. So you don't pass like Rab Meir. So that's Eboy saying, if you want, you can say like that. One stam is like the Yochid, one stam is like the Ram. So you go back to the basic klal. Yochid v'ram, lochid v'ram. Eboy is saying, if you want, you can say differently. Why? Because our Mishnah, Daf Lamed Beis, is giving you the Seder Hadiyun. How do you run it in Torah? So it says, Donim Bayam Gomim Balayla, in Sanhedrin, that's where the Dinim belong. Over there, the Mishnah has a whole series. Whoever is A has B, whoever is B, not necessarily going to have A. So they put in a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir that we don't paskin like because they wanted to keep all the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. They didn't want to forget it. So they put together a whole cluster of dinim that is similar, but it doesn't necessarily count as a Stam Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Gabi Hilchas HaDedayna. The Mishnah over there is not. So the Gemara can be understood very simply. Asuma Beina Achas should be possible according to Rav Meir because Makish Rivim le Negoyim, and by Negoyim it says Chomari and Akon, he has to see with both eyes. Makish Rivim le Negoyim is according to Rav Meir, and we don't pass like Rav Meir because Danim Bayam Agam and Balailo. So that shows that you don't hold Makish Rivim le Negoyim, we don't hold from Rav Meir's Hekish. And we have the Mishnah Kol HaNegoyim Adam Rai, the Kareivim Akosha to say Rias Negoyim. You don't say Makish Rivim Negoyim, you don't say Makish Negoyim Lerivim. We don't hold like that. That's the Pasha Pshat in Gemara. Pasha Pshat is very simple. Rashi and the Rif threw in over here at Pesanu Pshat. They have a whole different Pshat. They say, if you're going to be done Balayla, it's so dark outside, the man who's blind on one eye during the daytime can see better than the person who has good vision, but it's dark outside. So therefore, what? So that's how Rashi and the Rif say Pshat. That what? Once you have our Mishnah that says, Danim Bayam Megomim Balayla, even though it's dark outside, so it's a Kal V'chaymer, the Sima Bein Achas is good. Kal V'chaymer. Because he can see better. The one is blind only on one eye, but can see from the other eye, has a better vision than at nighttime when nobody can see what's going on.
Compensation.
What?
It's compensation in that one eye, because that's the...
No, one eye can see. At nighttime is dark, nobody can see. Yeah. Nighttime, nobody can see. So what do you need that for? Why didn't Rashi and the Rif, why didn't they learn the Pashup Shat in the Gemara? It's so simple. There's a fundamental machlek, where they makish rivim lenegoyim manat. So we said there are three nafkaminas. One nafkamina where the rias negoyim can be done b'kroivim, so we don't pass like Rav Meir. One nafkamina where the gomim balayla, so again we don't pass like Rav Meir. Another nafkamina, because the summa bein achas cannot look at negoyim b'chomari eni hakoyin. So if you're makish rivim lenegoyim, summa bein achas is no good for a riv, for a dintari. So just like we don't pass like Rav Meir by the kroivim, by the rias negoyim, we pass in against Rav Meir by Gemar Din Balayla. So we pass in against Rav Meir by the Sima Bein Achas. What do Rashi and the Rif have to give this funny pshat that since the Mishnah says Gomer Balayla, the Mishnah says Gomer Balayla, they say you don't hold Makash Rivim Nanagam. You don't hold Makash Rivim Nanagam, so there's nothing wrong with the Sima Bein Achas. What do Rashi and the Rif have to give such a funny pshat? So that's what they come to defend. That's what the Mohammeds and Iran, They come to defend the Rashi and the Rif. What was bothering Rashi and the Rif? What was bothering Rashi and the Rif is what Tosfos asks over here. The Tosfos Ibn Maschal, Stom Achrina Ashkach. Tosfos says, Tema, where do you see from the Stam Mishnah over here, Dana Mayam, Megam Balayla, where do you see that we hold Loi Makshina Rivim Lenegoy? Even Rab Meir, who holds Makshivim Rivim Lenegoyim, is not 100%. Usually a hekesh ain't hekesh lamachza. So the Gemara said, but there are two exceptions, even Aliba de Rab Meir. One exception is that you don't need shloisha by negoyim. If makesh rivim negoyim, just like you need shloisha by rivim, you should require shloisha by negoyim. So the Gemara says, no, that's a posik. Well, Aaron HaKohen, Al Achad Meibon of HaKohenim, says that you don't need shloisha. I feel a koinecha, Rois HaNegoyim. Then the Gemara said, the Mishnah says in negoyim that you can't do Ries Negoim, Eroes HaNegoim, Shachres, Bein HaBayim, and Yom HaMunon, and Batoch HaBayis, you can't. And that doesn't apply to Rivim, even if you hold like Rab Meir, Makish Rivim LeNegoim. But that's an exception to the rule. So you see that even Rab Meir holds, you can chisel down, it's not, you don't say Ein Hekish LeMachza. So how do you prove from our Mishnah that it's a Stam Mishnah that you don't hold Makash Rivim in the Goyim? If they would have quoted the Mishnah in the Goyim that says, Kol an the Goyim Adam Roy Chutz Menig Eatzmo, so that shows that Loi Makshin and Rivim in the Goyim. Because Kroivim are possible for Dayonim, and if Makash Rivim in the Goyim, so Kroivim should be possible. Rav Meir holds Kroivim would be possible for Rias in the Goyim. So if they would have quoted that Mishnah in the Goyim, that would be a good Ryan. But you quote our Mishnah, how does that? That's what Tais asks. Tais is here, Stoma. So he says, how does our Mishnah prove Loi Makshin Rivim LeGoyim? Even Rav Meir holds Makshin Rivim LeGoyim agrees that there are exceptions to the rule. It's not Ein Hekdush L'Machzah. So say, because you had a stiras of Psukim, Rava Rami, Rava had a contradiction between the two Psukim. That's what the Gemara said. On the one hand, it says, Hoy B'yom Archila Esbanov. The Dintara has to be Bayom. The other Pasuk of Shafta Son B'chales. B'chales means all day long, even at night. So it's a stiras. So the answer was Kanda Tridas Din, Kanda Gmar Din. So you have this pasuk that tells you that this is another exception to the rule to the Makshini Rivim and the Negoim. That even though you should have said, just like the Rias Negoim has to be Bayom, so the Gmar Din, the punchline, should be Makshini Rivim and the Negoim goes on the Gmar Din of the Din Torah. Should be the same as the Gmar Din by the Negoim. So the Gmar Din by the Negoim has to be Bayom. So the Psak by the Din Torah should have also had to be Bayom. But you have a pasuk that says, maybe that's why it's an exception to the rule. How can you prove from our Mishnah that we don't hold Makshivim Rivim LeNegoyim? So that's what motivated to Tosfos has a kasha, they blight by a kasha. That's what the Mohammeds, I think, and the Ran, they say that's what motivated the Rashi and the Rif to throw in this concept. That once the Mishnah says that Balayla, once you say Laila is good, Laila, no one can see anything. The Summa Bein Achas can see a little bit. So the Memeli have to say the Summa Bein Achas is better than Laila. Better than Laila.
Rabbeinu says it's Matarit's, the Tasha Tosas is from the fact that they were Merabah Mardin Belaila, not only Yama Ma'unan, shows that they don't hold the top root of the Hekesh at all. Because if they would hold the Hekesh, they would have just learned, like Rav Meir, Yama Ma'unan, that the Mardin is still Bayan. From the fact they learned.
Because tafasta meruba loy tafasta means you should really say makish rivim lenegoyim. I have a pasuk b'chalei, so that's makel a little bit. Tafasta meruba loy tafasta only yom hamuna. Okay, but here these we should have been trying to defend the Rif and the Rashi. Why did Rif and the Rashi come up with such a funny pshat in the Gemara that the man is blind on one eye can see better than anybody else at night? So therefore, won't say Laila is good. So there's some better. Won't say pasha pshat if Balaila is good. So you see that loy makshin and rivim lenegoyim. So that's what they answer. No, because Tosfos says, maybe it is Makshiv and Rivim LeNegoyim, but there are exceptions to the rule that you say, Yochid is good for Negoyim, and Yom HaMunin is good, even according to Rav Meir. So maybe you should say that Laila is good, because that's B'chaleis. So that's what they read, that's what motivated Rashi and Rif to say, no, that once you say Balaila is good, even though it's dark, so Summa Bein Achas is better than Laila. So this is what led, you look in Chosh Mishpat, so the Sma came up with the Chiddush, that you can't have a Din Torah Balayla, can't be Mekabel Eidus Balayla, it's only if it's dark. But if you turn on the lights, then it's yom. Laila kayom yor. Then it's yom. It's not laila. It's not a din. Let's say, laila is lav daman tzitzis. You can't shake, you can't blow the shofar at night. You can't be, I'd say, netilas lula ba laila. You have to do by yom. But over here they learned that the v'oy b'yom achilas banav, yom ba lo ba laila, doesn't mean yom and laila, like a mitzvah in Orachayim. Here it goes on, is it dark or is it light? So if you turn on the lights at nighttime, so then it's considered like daytime. It's a big chiddush. The pashtus is not so. Pashtus is not so.
There
is a minik. Why?
That was the shach who said that.
I think this man, Kosher Mishpat, has like that. That if you turn on the lights at night, then you can make a kabbalaitis balayla. You can have a tchilas din balayla. Because it's not a din, a yom versus laila. Yom versus laila, that's an orachayim. For tzitzis, and maybe for tefillin, and for tkiyah shofar, and for lulav, and sukkah, laila harisha, dinim and orachayim, yom alayla. But over here, the vort of laila means if it's dark. And if it's light at nighttime, if you turn on the lights, then it's din akiyom. You can start at tchilas din.
So the times of the Gemara, they had fire inside wherever they were holding their basin to make it light inside?
Of course they had. What are you talking about? What, they didn't have candles? Of course they had candles. Ah, Pella, how can you say that? There's a minig that when you make a pidyon ha-ben, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. There's a minig, the Shach quotes the minig, you only do pidyon ha-ben vayom, you don't do balaylo. You don't do pidyon ha-ben, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, in Bechoros, so you do pidyon ha-ben, yom lamed aleph. So we pass in yom lamed aleph. So yom lamed aleph begins at night. Yom lamed aleph begins at night. So many Sfardim have the minig you do right away, balaylo. You don't wait till the morning. The Netziv has a tshuva in the Meshuv Dover. He has a raya, he has a rechoka from a Gemara. He thinks Bizman a Gemara, they used to do like the Sfardim do. They did the pidyon ha-ben le'el ha-menal. They didn't wait till the morning. And the Shach quotes such a minig. So what is the minig based on? So nobody knows. So they give six different reasons. Whenever you have a minig that no one understands what it is. So they give, everybody's guessing a different reason. So some say because Makas Bechoris occurred in the morning. Since Pidyon HaBen is Echel and Makas Bechoris occurred in the morning, so that's why you have to do Pidyon HaBen Bayom. It says, V'ayipachtzi alayla, V'ashem yikol kol b'chor midnight. So they say, no. If you look in the Masechus Smachus, Hilchus Avelus, the Brisa said Hilchus Avelus, so the first Brisa, the Masechus Smachus, the introductory Brisa, before you get to the first Brisa, so it says, Hashem Hika called B'chor Be'eretz Mitzrayim at midnight. They were sick. They were brain dead till the morning, and they dropped dead in the morning. That's the first line in the introduction to Masechus Machas. So some say that's why we want to do Mikra, then you can do Balayla, but since it's Zechel and Makas B'choris, the Makas B'choris occurred Balayla, but they didn't die till the morning, so that's why we should do Pinyan Ben Mayim. It's a funny reason. Others say that it says Zeyeh Mishpat HaKohanim Me'eis HaOm. So mishpat means that the matan skuna is like mishpat. So just like a dinter has to be bayom, so pidyon ha-ben has to be bayom. Mishpat is bayom. Come on, well, you're not yotze b'riyevet if you do. We can't hold like that. That's not mishter acharein. They invented a new din that it's even ma'akeh b'riyevet. That for sure is not correct. If you have a shas ha-trak, whenever you have a shas ha-trak, so you do the pidyon ha-ben b'alayder. Moshe has a tshuva, a humorous tshuva. The father of the baby made a mistake. He thought Pinyan HaBen is on Yom Lamed. So he invited everybody, he got a caterer, and he had the coin. Everybody's together. And then the coin comes, and he says, exactly, when was the baby born? So everybody knows that Yom Lamed Aleph is always 2 days later. Let's say the baby's born on Sunday. So 4 weeks later, Shabbos will be the 28th day. Sunday will be the 29th day. Monday will be the 30th day. And Tuesday will be the 31st day. So the Yom Lamed Aleph was always 2 days after the day the baby was born. Baby's born on Sunday, Pinyan HaBen will be on Tuesday. Baby's born on Shabbos, Pinyan HaBen will be on Monday. 2 days later, on 4 weeks later, and 2 days later on the days of the week. So the father of the baby didn't know. He invited everybody to cater. Everybody's sitting there waiting to do Pinyan HaBen. What are you going to do? It's the wrong day. You have to wait till tomorrow. So Moshe writes, they should dilly-dally, they should waste time till Laila, till Tzeisal Kochavim. Okay, and then Mikra Adin, you can do the Pidyon HaBen Balayla on Yom Lamed Aleph. It's a Shas HaTchak. I remember here in the neighborhood, we used to have one of the secretaries. She still lives in the neighborhood. She's not a secretary anymore. She used to be one of the secretaries here. So she had a grandchild. And it was in the middle of the winter, and the Pidyon Aben was supposed to be on a Friday morning. And no one would show up. It was a short Friday morning. People had to go to work. So nobody, it's nice that the people, that they let them leave their work for Shabbos, but it was an early Shabbos then. It was 4 o'clock for Shabbos. I had to leave the office at 2 o'clock in order to get home for Shabbos. And no one's going to come to the Pidyon Aben. So Rabbi Schwab told him that you make the Pidyon Aben on a Thursday night. B'shas HaTzak, no one's going to show up. So B'shas HaTzak, we make it to do Pidyon Aben. The same as Rabbi Moshe says. So others say, the Shach has a different explanation. Why is the minig that you do Pidyon Aben by Yom? So he said, because the minig is you do a party, you make a little suda l'kavod Pidyon Aben, because the whole mitzvah just consists of giving over money. Looks like a very secular, you shake a lulav, you put on tefillin, tzitzis, there's something religious there. It's not secular. Give over a couple of dollars, it doesn't look like anything religious over here. So so you make a suda, and you do the Pidyon Aben in the middle of the suda in order to enhance the chashivas of the mitzvah. We made a suda l'kavod the mitzvah. And the Gemara says in the last Perek in Yuma that blind people don't enjoy their food as much as people who do have vision, based on the pasuk in Mishlei, because when you see the food and the coloring of the food, so your mouth starts to develop saliva, and you enjoy it better if you can see it. A blind person can't see the food, so he doesn't enjoy it as much. So that, since the minigas you do a suda at night, you can't see the food because it's dark. So therefore, you don't do pinyan ben balayla. So there, it makes sense. If you turn on the lights, if you had a catering, or you turn on the lights, a layla kayom yar. So you can't see the food. So everybody will be able to see. There, it makes sense to say that you can do the pinyan ben balayla. They give a whole bunch of, they give more reasons. They give around 6 reasons why you shouldn't do pinyan ben balayla. But this is what the Rishonim come to defend Rashi and the Rif. Why do they give such a funny comment? That the person, the Summa Bein Achas, can see better than at night. So if the Mishnah says, Laila is good, so Kavachem and Summa Bein Achas is good. That's not what it's all about. So that's how they're Miyashiv. Because of Tosis Kasha, Rashi and the Rif came to Bavar and Tosis Kasha. But that's such a difficult shot. That Laila is possible because he can't see. Laila is possible because of Laila, not because he can't see. Very difficult shot. Meir holds that he doesn't hold Gemara Din can be Balayla, Makash Rivim Lenegoim. What do you do with Becholeis? Rava Rami. Rava had a contradiction between the two Psukim. What do you do with Becholeis? And for the Gemara, Omar Rava, Lasu Yom Hamun, and this not even though Yom Hamun is no good for Yis Negoim, but it is good for Dini Mamanis. Then the Gemara asks, so if Rav Meir holds Makshina Rivim Lenigoyim, so you don't need the Rabbah's two psukim. See, we don't hold Makshina Rivim Lenigoyim. So we use the two psukim of Rabbah. On the one hand, it says, B'yom HaNechilas Bana B'yom Velo Balaylo, that the Tchilas Yeshivas Bezna has to be B'yom. And if the Shloshish Nechnus Olevakar Esachayla, if they came to visit him Balaylo, so he can say, like the Shmir Gdol Meriah. There's no Tchilas Yishud, there's no Riyas Bezen. They can't convene a Bezen Balayla. So that's Riyas Eidim, and then tomorrow morning they can't function as Dayuanim because they need Nasa Day. So it says, B'yom Adchila tells you need the Din Torah B'yom. The other Pasuk says, B'shav Tosam B'chaleis, even Laila is good. So the answer is, Kanda Tchilas Din, Kanda Gmardin. But according to Ramem, Akshinim Rivim Lenigoyim. So I know that you need Yom for the whole Din Torah, even for the Gmardin. So what do you need? B'yom Adchila is Banav. And for the Gemara, no, I need it for the other details there. Ain't Eid Nasa Dayan. I need it for the other din. Ain't Eid Nasa Dayan, and I need it for the din that the Shlosh Shnichnasu, they have a din of Bezdin, Bal Korcham. So that's what the Gemara says. Even Rav Meir, who knows that you need Yom for a din Torah, because Makshivim are even Lenigoyim, but he still needs Bayom Archilo Esbana. That's the Gemara asks. Rav Meir, hi Bayom Archilo Esbana, my Ovid, what does he need it for? He knows it already. He knows even more than Tchilas Din. He knows even Gemar Din has to be Bayom. For Makshidim, even though Doi. Moses and Ahum and Boy, the Kiritani, Rabba Barchanina. Then the Gemara quotes one price, the second price, and we don't understand what the first price means. We don't understand the second price, and the third price sheds light on everything. So that's what the Gemara says. Kidyav Marav Yudah Marav. It's about 6 lines from the bottom. Shloshish Nichnus, Levarka Sachayla. So that's what we learned yesterday. Ratzah Kaisman, we should look in the Rishon. How can it be Ratzah Kaisman? There's no Das HaMeschayim over here. Who authorized them? Was unless it's a Takana de Rabbanim. How can they write a Shtar? There's no Das HaMeschayim. That's the Gemara. The Tosfos in Bava Kamma, it says on the left-hand margin, on Lamed Daled on the base, Ayin Tosfos Bava Kamma Tzadikam in base. The Gemara says there in Bava Kamma Tzadikam in base, it's a din ein eid nasadayin. So Tosfos says, where is the mocker? So one day in Tosfos says, here. The Gemara says, this is the mocker. This is the mocker, the ein eid nasadayin. Shloshish nechnus alevakas achele ratzo osim din is only bayom. Bayom anchilo is bonab. It was chaylik nechasav al piv. The Tosfos here is strange. Tosfos says that he made kinyonim because divish chimer akiksum chinsum dam is only in the rabban. He's making kinyonim. So that anybody can make kinyonim. So what is that exeris hakasu that the three people happen to be present? They become dayanim balkorchem of the other children. Why should that be so? It's a pele. The pashtus is not like Tosfos. Pashtus is the Gemara is going like Rabbi Yechem and Broika, like in the Mishnah and Bava Basra Kuf Lamed, that Hator Nostam Rishus Lav Lahanchel Lachol Misha Yirtze. That's Biyom Hanchilo as Banov. The father's Cholik Nachos Bal Piv is giving to Misha Roy Liyosho. He has the three sons, and instead of saying one third, he's going to give 14 million to him, 14 million to him, and 2 million to the other son. He's changing the amounts. So that's a din in Yerusha. So the Torah says, Bayom Balo Balaylo, that Nasim Dayon Bal Korcham of the children is only Bayom, not Balaylo. Because you can't be a dying Balaylo. There's not Chilas Yeshiva's Bezim Balaylo. But if you're talking about making Kinyonim, so what has it got to do? Anybody can make Kinyonim. So if I make a Kinyon with you, nothing to do with Yerusha at all. So the three people who happen to be watching become Dayan Bal Korcham. No. It's a local din only in Hilchus Tzavo, if you're like Rabbi Yechem and Broika. I thought that Tosfos is very strange. Tosfos says it must be that they made Kinyonim. So general. It has nothing to do with Yerusha then. Anyway, so Agamara says that this pasuk is the Makkah, Vein Eid Nasadai. So that's Tosfos there and Bava Kamma has three suggestions. So that's one suggestion. Then he gave another suggestion. Then Ein Eid Nasadayin is because we have a din Eidishiyat Yochel Azima is no good. So if the Eid will later on function as a Dayan, and then you want to be Mazim him, so he won't want to be he's the Dayan on the case. He won't agree to be Mekabel Hazama against himself. Lo Yirtzel Mekabel Hazama Neger Atzma. He won't want to be Mekabel Hazama. Other Rishonim worded the Mordechai, the Ktzais quotes the Mordechai words it differently. Not Liyutza Lekabal Azam. He can't. He can't be Mekabal Azam if he's a Korev to himself. How can he be part of the Bezin that's Mekabal Azam against himself? But Tosfos Loshen there, Tosfos Loshen and Bava Kamma is Liyutza Lekabal Azam al Azma. Tosfos quotes them, huh? Then Tosfos has a Taina. It's at the Yochel Azim on a different Bezin. Who says it has to be Yochel Azim on this Bezin? That's what Tosfos Taina is. Who says it has to be Yochel Azim on this Bezin? So that's a machlokes of Rishonim. Either Shat Yochel Azim has to be Yochel Azim on this Bezin, or no, Yochel Azim in general. Right. So that's the second mocker that Tosfos gives. That the reason why Ein Eid Nasah Dayan, because Le'yirtzu Le'kabal Hazama Al Atzmam, or they're Psulim, because they're Baldova, they can't be Mekabal Hazama Al Atzmam. Or the Mordechai quotes a different version. Because Eidish Yati Yochel Hazima has two parts to it. We discussed it already from the Beis HaLevi. Let's say the Edom don't give this man and the Mokum. So you can never be Mazim them. How can you say, that day that you're saying you were in Philadelphia, you weren't in New York. He never said this man and the Mokum. So it's Yati Yochel HaKrisham. You can't be Mazim them to contradict what they said. But then there's another din. Eidish Yati Yochel HaNisham. Even if you can catch them in a law, you are in a different city, but because of some quirk, you can't give them the punishment. The Gemara says, let's say the two Edom are testifying that the man who murdered someone else, they testify, Reuven murdered Shimon. And it happens that Reuven, the one that testified, he's the murderer, he happens to be a treifa. So what? So the Gemara says later on, Daf HaInches, Trefer Shaharag, you can never have witnesses testifying against him because of all of these be Edishi Yati Yochel Azima. What were the Edom trying to do? They were trying to kill the Trefer. Incorrectly. Trefer is innocent. He didn't kill anybody. So they made up a whole Baba Maisa, made up a whole story, and they were stupid. They said, Zman and Amokim, that didn't correspond to reality. The whole story doesn't correspond to reality. Reuven didn't kill Shimon. But in the middle of their story, they told a whole lie, so they also told a lie on the Zman and the Mokum, and then someone caught them. So the Gemara says, if you'll be Mazim, the Edim, it'll turn out that they were attempting to kill a Trefa, even if they would have killed a Trefa. You're not Chai Misa if you kill a Trefa, it's a Gabrik Tilakotel. So if they attempted to kill a Trefa, they were trying to kill a Trefa, so if you're killing a Trefa, you're not Chai Misa. So if attempting, also not Chai Misa. So that's what the Gemara says on Daf Ein Chas. Treifa shaharag bifnei Bezdin. If the treifa murdered someone in the presence of Bezdin, so then you don't need Eidus. Then the din is loyte shmir gdoli meria. If you have Rias Bezdin, if he murders, the treifa murders someone by Yom in the presence of a Sanhedrin of 23. So they have Rias Bezdin. The din is you always need Rias Hamais, either Rias Eidim or Rias Bezdin. If you have Rias Bezdin, it's better than Rias Eidim. If the Riyah of the Bezdin is there, that's better than Shmiya, Riyah of the Edom, and the Edom tell it over to the Bezdin. So that's what the Gemara calls Loite Shmiya Gdolah Meriah. So the Gemara says, if Harak Bifnei Bezdin, then you say Loite Shmiya Gdolah Meriah, so he gets the death penalty. But Harak Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, you say to Shiat Yochel HaZima. Why? You can't be Mazin then. You can catch them in a lie, but you say to Shiat Yochel HaAnisham. You can't give them the ownership of Kashizam. So you see that the Halacha requires at the yochel hazim on my book level, at the yochel hakhisham, you can catch them in a lie, because if they say zman amokam, you have to be able to catch them in a lie. If they don't say zman amokam, it's the at the yochel hakhisham. You can't catch them in a lie. And then you need more than that. At the yochel hanishim, you have to be able to give them kashizam. If you p'tach shicharim loy malo, Yisrael bailabonu, gemar mem alev, so then it's the at the yochel hanishim, not the at the yochel hakhisham. So you need like that. So the Mordechai, the Ktzos quotes the Mordechai. So the Mordechai says, whenever Eid Nasa Dayan, the din is you only give Kashazamam if Nigma Hadin Al Piyam. That's a Mishnah in the first parak of Makkah. You only give Kashazamam if Nigma Hadin Al Piyam. Because it says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. What does it mean, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? Does it mean they killed the person? So then you kill the Edom Zemimim because they gave the death penalty. No, we pass on Hargwein Erogim. If the man is dead, so you don't give the punishment of Kashazam. Sakam says in Chumash, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. He didn't lose his life yet. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, because you need that it should be Nigmadino. Once it's Nigmadino, so the Bezin declares that the fellow is a Gabrik Tila. And then it turns out that the whole thing was a mistake and we ignore it. Nishkan Gabrik Tila. But since the Bez made a Gemara Din, since the Gabrik Tila, so that's called Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. That's how they learned it out. So the Mordechai quoted by the Ktzos, Mordechai says, whenever the Edim are going to later on turn out to become the Dayanim on the case, Eid Nasa Dayan, so it'll always be Eid Shiyat Yochel Azima, because Eid Zaymim is Lemafreya Hunivso. It becomes Pasul Lemafreya from the time that he gave the Haggadah Seidus. So if he was Pasul Eidus, from a moment after the time he gave the Haggadah Seidus, so the Gemara Din that he participated in, he's going to serve as one of the Dayanim. The Gemara Din is a fraudulent apostle Gemara Din, because he's apostle Eidus, whoever's apostle Eidus is apostle of Dayanis. So by definition, it was never Nigmar Dinah. So it'll be Eidus Atayochel La'anisham, Atayochel La'azimam, it's Atayochel La'akrisham, you can show that they told a lie with this man and the Mokum, but you can't be manish them, because it'll be Gloy Milsal and Mafreya, that Eid Zamil and Mafreya Hunivsal. Then the Mordechai throws in another line, and even if you would hold, but that's a Machloikas Abai Verava, with Eid Zamil and Mafreya Hunivsal, Mikan Lahaba Hunivsal. We learned it in the third parak, we learned it already. And this is Mishnayos all over the place, that Ein Eid Nasadayin. Everybody agrees to this. So you mean the Ein Eid Nasadayin is only correct if you're all like Abaye, that Eid Zamil and Mafreya Hunivsal. This is one of the six cases, Yal Kigam. That we pass like Abaye, that Eid Zamim is, that's the ayin of Eid Zamim, the Mafreyu Nipsal. So what are you going to say? The din of Ein Eid Nasa Dain is only if you hold like Abaye, if you hold like Rava, Mikan Lahabu Nipsal. So it is Ati Yochel Hazimam. So the Mordechai throws in a line, he says, no, and even though Rava hold Mikan Lahabu Nipsal, but also Inyan, he's Pasala Mafreya. That's what to discuss. Even Rava will agree that Laoso Inyan is Pasala Mafreya, so there never was a Gemar Din. Because the Bezin was apostle of Bezin, because he was, even Rava would agree, why should you say it like that? So those are the two reasons that Taisus gives. That Taisus gives a third reason. Why is Ein Eid Nasa Dayan? So Taisus gives three different there, and Tzadikam and Beis and Bovakam. That's a famous Taisus. And they give a third reason, because the Gemara interprets the Pasuk, V'yomdu shneho anoshe Ashelahem Hariv Lifnei Hashem. So the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed says, "We amad Lishnei Hanoshim." The Ashelahem Hariv, the Baledinim. Baledinim are only two people. Sometimes you have more than two people involved. Let's say there's a shutfus over here. 20 people in a shutfus and 5 people in the other shutfus. This corporation lent money to the other corporation. This company lent money. There's a whole sichsuch whether they owe their money. They don't owe money. You sometimes have 45 baledinim. You can have many baledinim. You can have many baledinim. So the Gemara says, V'yam d'shnei andashim refers to Elohu Eidim. Asher lehem hariv is Elohu baledinim. Lefnei Hashem Elohu hadayonim. That's how the Gemara interprets. Yom d'shnei andashim Elohu Eidim. Lefnei Hashem is Elohu hadayonim. So Tosis suggests that since the Pasuk says that there are different roles, different people in different roles, Shnei Hanoshim Elohu Eidim, Lefnei Hashem Elohu Adayonim, so if you're going to have Eid Nasadan, it's going to be the same person. So the Mashmos of the Pasuk is you have to have different people. Eidim are separate, Babadinim are separate, Ashelam Ariv, and the Dayonim are separate. You can't have the same people serving two different roles. Those are the three explanations that Tosis gives. There is a Gemara at the beginning of Gittin, where the Gemara is discussing the Eid Nasadayin with the Rabbanon. We pass them by case of Kim Shtoris. The din of Eid Nasadayin is only when you need Eidus Menatera. But by Kim Shtoris, which is only needed with the Rabbanon Menatera, Eidim Achsim Alashah Nasa Kimishin Nechre Dusa Mebezin. So you don't need any Kim Shtoris. So since the whole need for Kim Shtoris is only a Chumra with the Rabbanon, so the Gemara says that Eid Nasadayin, Eidim HaMakir Mechassim Yisidehu Eidim, can meet them, they can testify, and then they can function as dayanim on the case to make the kiyum ashtar. So the Gemara says there a discussion, should I say, shliach nasa eid, ve'eid nasa dayan? Shliach nasa eid is a machlokes b'sham and b'sil. That's the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. I sent a shliach, let's say, to give a gift to my wife. I sent a shliach with a ring to be mekadosh and isha for me. So then when he gives the get, or he's Mekadosh the Isha, you have to have two kosher Eidim watching. So can he serve as one of the Eidim? The Shliach. Because Shluch Shalom Kim Moise, he's doing the Maise Kiddushin. So Bisham may say it's no good. He's the Bala Maise, he's the Baldover. The Shliach is the Baldover, Shluch Shalom Kim Moise. So he's not kosher Eidim, so we don't pass like that. Shluch Shalom Kim Moise means when he gives the get, when he gives the ring for Kiddushin, it's considered as if I gave the ring. So he's not the Baldova, he's the Balamaisa, but he's not the Baldova. So we pass on like Pesil. So we pass on the Loshana Gemara, we pass on Shliach Nasei. The Shliach can serve as an aid, can function as an aid, and the Maisa Kedushin, the Maisa Gershon that he himself is doing. You don't say Shluch Shalom Kemoisa, and therefore he's a Baldova. So the Gemara has a Loshan. Should I say, just like Shliach Nasei aid, so to aid Nasa Dayan? Or no, Shliach Nasei, but ain aid Nasa Dayan. What do they mix together? Kasha Mitmah. What did he put together? Shliach Nasei, there's a different topic. That's Bisham and Bishivel, beginning of the second parak in Kedushin. Eid Nasadayin is an unrelated din. Why do they put them together? So some suggest that there's a mashmos on the Gemara, that the issue in both cases is similar. They're not, in Halach, they're not related, but it's a similar issue. Can you have one person serve in two different roles? Bishamay hold and Shliach Nasei, because the Shluch Shalom Kemoisa, he's like the Baldover, so he can serve as an aid. It has to be someone other than the Baldover. So there we pass from Shliach Nasei. He can serve in both roles. He can be the Shliach and he can be the aid. And by the issue of aid Nasei Dayan is also such an issue. Can you have one person serve in two different roles? So that sounds like this third pshat in Tosis. Tosis and Bava Kama gave the three different reasons. What is the makor for the din? It's a din d'oraisa, ain't aid Nasei Dayan. So the Tosis finally says the makor is our Gemara. Our Gemara says b'yom anchilas bana b'yom b'lo b'layla. This is the makor. If they saw shloshes shenichnasu levakras achayla b'layla, so b'layla it's riaseidim, and then tomorrow morning they cannot function as dayanim because they ain't nasad dayan. But if it would have been shloshes shenichnasu levakras b'yom b'yom anchilas bana, then rotzun oisim din because it's rias dayanim. But if it will be Rehu Balayla, it's going to be Ria Seidim, then Eid Eid Nasadak. So this pasuk is the mocker of the din of Eid Eid Nasadak. The Tosis there has the three shitas. Here is the famous comment. Here this appears, this Rosh Shlosh and Dichnasu appears in Baba Basa Kuf Yud Gimel. So in Baba Basa we have the Rashbam. Rashbam is Rashi's grandson. He learned with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam was much younger. Rabbeinu Tam was a little baby when Rashi died, so he never learned with Rashi. So he often disagrees with Rashi. He takes the liberty to disagree. Rashbam usually does not disagree with Rashi on the Gemara. He usually is very kofuf to Rashi. See, in the Rashbam, the Akuf Yod Gimel quotes from Rashi, who passed away already. Quotes Rashi passed away. Rashi was medayik in the Gemara. Shloshish nichnasu levakaris achayla ratzu osin din. They came to be mevakar chayla. But what if the chayla calls him up on the telephone and he says, I'm about to die and I want to make a tzavah and I want you to come, I want you to be edim. And then it turns out that three people come and they were niskavnu lahoyed. So then Rashi holds, niskavnu lahoyed is no good. It's already a psul ein eid nasadai. Even though lahayidu, it's only eid haroy, it's not an eid ameid. But eid haroy, if niskavnu lahoyed, then he has a shem eid and ein eid nasadai. And that's Rashi shita also by Korav Apostle. By Korav Apostle, if he was niskavnu lahoyed, even though Rashi holds, even though he never came to Bezin, he's only eid haroy, it's not an eid ameid. If niskav and lahoid, you already say nimsech men edim karbapos. And we don't follow that. We follow the Tosfos, the big Tosfos on Daf Tesam and Aleph. The Tosfos, the Makkah is also the same Tosfos, a few Masechtos. Yeah, the big Tosfos over here on Tesam and Aleph takes up a half a Daf, a half an Aleph. So Tosfos says, not like Rashi, but that was Rashi's diuk. Shloshish nichnasu levakar es achayla. Only nichnasu levakar, but if nichnasu lahoid, so then it's already ein eid nasadayin, even though it's only eid haroi, it's not eid amayid. And we don't really pass like that.
When Bezdin sees the mice of a
trefer,
we don't say
gavur tila
kahara. In other
words,
he does get
misa. The Gemara says, if trefer shaharak, bifnei Bezdin, if I kill a trefer, I'm not chai misa, because I killed the gavur tila. But if I'm a trefer and I murder someone else, I do deserve the death penalty. The murderer is a traitor. The murderer is a traitor. So the Gemara says on Ayin Ches that whatever Edom will come to testify that the murderer who killed someone else is Chai Misa, he's a traitor, it'll always be Edo Shiat Yochel Azima. Because if they would have killed they would have killed me, I'm a traitor, they would not be Chai Misa. So now that is Kasha Zamam. They were attempting to kill me. Even if they would have killed me, they wouldn't be Chai Misa. So the traitor, Shaharag, Shalob Bifnei Bezdin is by definition always going to be Edeshi Yati Yochel Azima.
And a trefer kills a trefer?
No, if you kill a trefer, if a horug is a trefer, it's Gabriktili and not Chai Misa. But if the murderer is a trefer, you don't say since there's already a Gabriktili, so it doesn't make sense to give him Misa's Bezdin. No, it does make sense. He's a Gabriktili, he's a trefer, but we should still give him Misa's Bezdin. But you can't unless he kills Bifnei Bezdin. If he kills Bifnei Bezdin, then you say, Leiteshmir Gedolei Miriam. The question is, it's such a simple cheshbon. Trefer Shaharek Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin is Edesh Yat Yochel Azima. Baharek Bifnei Bezdin is Leiteshmir Gedolei Miriam. That's the simple pshat. So then the Gemara says, Horek Bifnei Bezdin is chai because you have a pasuk, Biyata Ramike Becha. What do you need a Biyata Ramike Becha for? The cheshbon is good without a Biyata Ramike Becha. If Harak Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, then you need Rias Edim. And Edim is Edo Shat Yochel Azima. Because if you'll be Mazim the Edim, you won't give them Kashazam, because they were only attempting to kill a person who's a Gabrik Tila. But if Harak Bifnei Bezdin, Sanhedrin of 23 are watching the whole murder, so then it's Loitesh Migdag Lemiri. So then it's Chak. So why did the Gemara need a Pasuk of Yatar Amikibech? That's what the Rishonim work on that Kasha. The Meiri works on that Kasha.
Is there enough Mina there? If you say Losh Teshmeh Bel Meiria, you have to finish the din that day, right? Because if you come back tomorrow, then that's no longer Panech, then it's Shmiah, right?
I don't think so.
No,
here Gemara says also on our daf. Gemara says if Ra'u Balayla, so it was Rias Edim, because there's no Yeshiva's Bezin Balayla, so you can't say it was Rias Bezin. But if Ra'uhu Bayom, the 23 Dayanim, Ra'uhu Bayom said it was Rias Dayanim, so then you don't need Edis. There was Rias Bezin. So they can continue. Dine Torah sometimes take forever. Sometimes takes a long time. So Dine Nefashit for sure can take a long time. The Gemara presents the discussion about the Dine Nefashit. If it's 1, 2, 3, they're going to wrap up the whole case in 1 day, 2 days, and shayt. Sometimes it should take forever. There's a Din Torah by Babov, I think it's already taking 11 years. The dayanim are making a lot of money.
Huh?
The lawyers are making a lot of money. Yeah. Every time they fly in, one of the dayanim flies in all the time from London. They keep on making money. They're bleeding. They're wasting so much money on the din Torah. That is the Gemara. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, din nefashis, you have to have halanas adin. If the Bezin thinks that it's chayv misa, you have to have halanas adin. The Gemara is going to quote psukim on the next daf here, about the 13 lines from the top of Amen Heimeno Hanemili. The Gemara says, a pasuk in Yishai, tzedek yolim bo. They used to have halanas adin. Now that they don't have halanas adin, now they're considered like murderers because they're not doing tzedek yolim bo. They don't have halanas adin. Rava has a different pasuk for the same thing, also from Yishai. Ashru chamutz. What does it mean? You should praise the dayan who does halanas adin. Ishru dayan shemachameit says dina. We should praise the dayan in the case of dina nefashis who postpones, who delays the psak till tomorrow. So you have either one pasuk or the other, and we assume that those psukim are talking about the dina nefashis, because the Rishonim say because it says gamke. Let's say yidechem damim malev. It's talking about din in the first, not talking about din in mominus. Otherwise, you should require halonis adin, even by din in mominus. So the answer is no. The Rishonim say the parsha there is talking about din in the first. So we know that you need halonis adin. So if the, let's say you have din in the first today, and they want to make a gemar din, so the gemar din has to be bayom. And then they need halonis adin, they have to wait till tomorrow. And then when do they do the Einish Misa? Also by Yom. So the Gemara says, Menahanimili is how do you know that the Kiyam Ha'einish, that the Skila Svev Erek Henik, how do you know that that has to be by Yom? How do you know the Einish has to be by Yom? Amar Absimi Barchia, Omakro, the Pasuk says, Ho'kos Ma'ashem Neger HaShemesh, they should give him the death penalty by Yom. What does it mean, Hoka? Hoka does mean the death penalty. So the Gemara says, Amar Abchiz, Menayin Ha'kosh Hitliya. Yeah, what's the din of Tliya? Pasuk says, "Chiya b'ish chet mishpat mavis v'umas." Asalisa asalates. So who Tliya is not a form of death penalty. That's by death by hanging. We don't have death by hanging. We have skilas reifer kind of Tliya is after he's dead already. Then you have to be mvazim after he's dead and hang him up. Who gets Tliya? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. What I call on this kolim nitlim are only megadef and oivir avodazar, because the pasuk says kikilos elikim tovli. So kikilos elikim means megadef es Hashem. So the pashtus is it's a machlokes hatanaim. So the pashtus is that we yochvir rab maloch garam we should pass like the chachamim in the mishnah that only megadef and oivir avodazar. Rashi writes over here. That call on this column nitlim. Rashi a few times in Shas writes like that. Call on this column nitlim. Sounds as if Rashi has adopted that sheet, as if Rashi holds that the psak halacha lemaisa should be call on this column nitlim. So that's, but they're not sure why, what motivated Rashi to adopt that position. We should really pass like the majority opinion that only megadif and ovid over the zar. But that's what the Gemara is quoting. Hokaim l'Hashem, hokosim l'Hashem, neged Hashem, and it goes on tliya, because they worshipped ovid the zar at that time. They worship the word is there. How do you know that Hakoa means Taliya Dichsib? Hokainum Lashem, Begib Ashov, Bechir Hashem. And then it says, Behokainum, and then Ritzba Basaya took a sack to cover the bodies. They left them overnight, Rashi says. Alma Megulam, the top Rashi, Alma Megulam Hoy, Lefisha Tli, Malu Eitzim. There's really a Dinda Raisa Solon, the Blasal Eitzim, not really leave overnight. You have to take them down the same day. The Gemara says later in Sanhedrin. When they did Taliya, so they would just hang him up. They would give him a skila at the end of the day. Because if the Bezin is going to give Misa's Bezin earlier in the day, then they're not allowed to eat the rest of the day. Because the Gemara has on Daf Samach Gimel and Aleph different levels of interpretation on the Pasuk of Lasachlu al Adam. So one of the several interpretations is Menana Sahed Shaharvas on Nefesh, that's 13 lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel. They're not allowed to eat to the remainder of the day. So what do you have to make life uncomfortable for them? So they used to give the death penalty later in the afternoon. And now before the Shkia, they gave the death penalty. So they'll fast for an hour. Otherwise, you give them the death penalty early in the morning, and it's a spring day. So it's going to be a whole day. They have to fast. They can't eat any food the whole day. So you give the death penalty right away. And then you do the tliya by the Megadef and Ovid of the Zohar, according to Rashi, who seems to have adopted the position, kol anis kolim nitlim. So you do the tliya 10 minutes before the shkia for a minute, and then you take them down right away. You don't hang them up in the morning and leave them there, and then you have to remember to take them down. So the Gemara describes, you do 1, 2, 3. You hang them up 5 minutes before the shkia, take them down, not to violate the Sala Niblos Alhoetz. So here, that's what they did. This was a Hairua Shor, the Migda Milsa. The Gemara says in Yevamis on Daf Tzadik, that Yesh Karach B'Yar Chachamim, Lakadob Men HaTorah, even Lakadob Men HaTorah B'Shev V'Al Tase, the Chachamim have authority to tell us not to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, a similar dinim like that. A Gershon is Gar Be'er Pesach, shouldn't bring a Korban Pesach, and HaTorah he is Mukhiv to bring, but the Rabbanu, we don't allow him to bring. In similar cases, that's called Yesh Karach B'Yar Chachamim, Lakadob Men HaTorah B'Shev V'Al Tase. They have authority to tell a person, don't do a mitzvah. Do they have authority to tell a person, we permit you to do an avera? We allow an aguna to remarry without a get? No, ein karach lakar. But the Gemara says, if it's la'irua, shot amigdan milsa, chad pa'mi, then even bekum le'aseh is okay. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Tes, this was the case. They left the bodies hanging on the trees, gluyim alo eitzim, on the pole, overnight, and Mitzvah Basai came the next morning, and she covered over the dead bodies. So how did they allow that overnight? So Rashi quotes in the Gemara, in Yevamos Ayin Tes, Mutav Teyokare Sachas Batarvitz, Kadashim Shalayim Efehesye, Shuyu HaKol Rayim Oysam, they'll see the bodies hanging overnight, Rishon Lematib and Shalela. What did they do? That they hung them up, and the answer is they were descendants from Shaul HaMelech, no? And they started with Gerim Gerurim, so this is the punishment that they're going to have. So they felt the Ishkarach Laka, the Kumbi Asay, Lohira Shah, the Migdamus. They have to demonstrate that they're going to punish them severely because they thought that because they're from the family of the royalty, they can get away with any shtick. So they had to punish them in an unusual fashion. So you see from that pasuk, V'akayim l'Hashem b'givah shol b'chir Hashem, V'akayim means to do the tliya. As the pasuk Akan does mean to give the death penalty, Akan means to do the tliya, and they left her overnight, the bodies, and then she came the next morning and she covered them up.
Maybe was considered Givonim?
The Givonim killed them.
So why is this a group?
What?
David killed them.
David handed them over.
I already forgot the whole story. What happened again?
David, in order to stop the famine, went ahead and gave up the Givonim.
The grandson of Shaul killed them by hanging. So the Givonim, there was a famine because of that, and then the David was told that he has to. The Givonim wanted him to
give over
7 of Shaul's kids in retribution.
Mm-hmm.
He handed them over, and they killed them by.
They murdered them.
Well, yeah. They hung them up, and they were killed that way.
Mm-hmm. What does the pasuk say in Chumash? V'yamasham Moshe Kach is called Rosh Yom. So it sounds from the simple reading of the pasuk that Rosh Yom are being punished. What do you mean? Imam Chata, Rosh Yom, Echata, they didn't sin. Amar Rav Yirah Marav, not that they sinned. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Take the Rosh Yom and have them constitute many different batei dinim. So we should give the death penalty to all of those who deserve the death penalty for Avodah Zarah, I think, no? Give the death penalty. So Gemara says, my time, why? Why are they in a rush to make many batidinim? Why are they in a rush to make many batidinim? Why can't you have one bezdin? And they'll go one case after the other. If the reason why we want to make many batidinim, because if it's going to be one bezdin, we wouldn't permit them to be done to judge two people on the same day. It's not true. The din only applies to Hashanah Rela b'shtei misa, misa achas donim. Rashi adds on, the Gemara says, Misa achas v'aveira achas. If it's the same aveira, and it's the same Misa, if you have, let's say, an eshes ish zinsel, usually the noif and the ephes have the same death penalty. once in a long while, it's not the same. You have a bas kohen shezin, so she gets reifa, and the boil gets chenek. So that's what Tosfos quotes, the top Tosfos quotes in Mar Me'mvov. Even though it's oiso aveira, it's the same aveira, bas kohen shezin, so they did the aveira together, but since it's two mises, ain't done in b'yoyim echad. The same bezin cannot be done. But if it's misa achas b'aveira achas, then you are done in b'yoyim echad. That's a machlok, what it means, misa achas b'aveira. What do you mean aveira achas? Aveira achas means the noif and the ephes did the aveira together. Or here it means a lot of people worshipped Avodah Zarah. So by Avodah Zarah it's considered as if they did it together, even though everyone is doing it separately. But by Avodah Zarah it's considered the mitzurif together, v'harai, that there's an institution of Aveira Nidachas. So the people who worship Avodah Zarah, even though each one does Avodah Zarah on his own, it's considered as if the mitzvah from Yachad. But let's say you have a lot of people who are Mechal Shabbos, each one separately. Mechal Shabbos, they all did the same thing. They all turned on the lights in the house. So it's Misa Achas, they all getting Schila, but it's not called, according to Rama, it's not called Aveir Achas. Because even though it's the same Chilul Shabbos, it's not called Aveir. Aveir Achas means they did the Aveir together. The Noif and the Nefes, they did the Aveir together. But it's always considered Aveir Achas. And Rashi learns, Poshim Shal Aveir Achas, similar, they all did Chilul Shabbos. It doesn't have to be Mitzur of Yachas.
Didn't the Gemara have like witches?
That was all their achas?
Yeah.
So how's the Rambam? It wasn't Avodah Zarah. That was Kishuv, Mechashefa. I don't know. You have to look in the Rambam how he
put it.
It was not
Rosh
Hashanah.
Tosfos points out there are two different
Kishuvs. The Ovi Yidoni are two separate Aviras. The Gemara thinks that's Bedefa. It's not Avodah Zarah. And it was Rosh
Hashanah. Oh, Ovi Yidoni.
Yeah.
But the Gemara first thought that it was Aveir Achas. So he's asking, why is it Aveir Achas? If the Rama holds, Aveir Achas only means Boel v'Nevel, Noif and Noefes, they did the Aveir together, and Avodah Zarah, you have a Chiddush. Here, you have a Chiddush that the Oiv de Avodah Zarah, Aro Mitzur of Yachad, will arrive from the institution of Irani Dachas. But by Kishuv, Mechate said that all the Mechashim should be Mitzar from Yachad. There is no situation where you Mitzarf together all the people that did Kishuv. So should be considered Aveir Achas, that's what he's asking. According to the Rambam's definition of Aveir Achas, meaning they did the Aveir together, what was the Gemara's discussion by the Mechashim? For the Shmoni Mechashefas? I don't know. You have to look in the Rambam, in the Yosamech, I don't know. So what does the Gemara ask? Why did the Rabban Shalom recommend they should make many batidinim? If you should say, because in Donim Shnayim B'yayim Echad, so we'll have to bake a separate day, a separate day, a separate day. No, it's Misachas Ba'Be'er Achas. So they can be done. Mar says, no, the Kadesh Yashu B'charan Af Mi'Yisrael. The Rabban Shalom was so angry at B'nai Yisrael, so he wanted that they should be punished as fast as possible. So have many Batidinim, so they'll be able to get rid of all of these of the Avodah Zarah faster. Then Rashi says, that's what it says in the Chumash. That's exactly what it says in the Chumash. Elo, Rashi says, Rashi's Masa Elo, about 15 lines down. Elo ken mucha krop amir b'cha feb, yashu b'char anaf Hashem, kashakadosh b'cha reshu kula masukim medover, u'mekanem lichvoidoi, so then it will be yashu b'char anaf. So Rashi says the Gemara's answer is licht in the vet and the pasuk, that it says, yashu b'char anaf mishu. That's what it says in the pasuk. Here's the Rashi, where the Rashi says, kolan this kolam nitra. Kolan this kolam nitra, 10 lines down from the top, on Lamed Hei Med Aleph. That's what they point out, strange. Rashi in a few places in Shas writes like that. Such a similar thing. There's a machlekes hatanoim in Erechin, whether shir ma'akev is a korban. When you do nisach hayayin, and so the levim are supposed to sing shira. When they do the nisach hayayin in conjunction with the tmidim and musafim, Kabbalah Sibur. So the Levim are supposed to sing Shira. What if they brought the Nisach Hayayin and the Levim didn't sing Shira? So it's a machlag to Satanah, where the Shira is Ma'akiv the Korban Anan. So it's a machlag to Meir and the Chachamim. So the halacha should be like the Rabbim. Shira is not Ma'akiv the Korban. And Rashi, in quite a few places in Shas, always throws in a line. Shira is Ma'akiv the Korban. We don't pass. Why should we pass them like that? Same over here. Rashi, in a few places, unnecessarily, he throws in this line that Kolan is Kolan Nitla. What is he needed for? Say, Avodah Barazar is Nitla. That's the minority opinion. So it sounds as if Rashi feels that we should adopt that position. Yeah.
Because even Rabbi Eliezer, even, you know,
shmuti.
What do you mean that what?
A kohen is kohen nislan is divrei Rabbi Eliezer.
Ah. So we should pipasha. We should not paskin like that, right? That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then the Gemara has the din that you need halonis adin. Either learn that from one pasuk or the other. So now the Gemara is going to ask the one who learned that from the first pasuk, what does he do with the second pasuk? One who learned that from the second pasuk, what does he do with the first pasuk? So the Gemara says, v'ida chay meleasei mishpat my ovid lei. What does he do with the pasuk tzedek yodim bo? And for the, he holds that you learn that from the pasuk Ashrei chamutz. We should praise the dayan Shem Mechametz Es Dino. So what does he do with the first pasuk tzedek yodim bo? And for the Gemara kederab lozam abiyutzlok. What he said called tayin shemelin bo sadzdoke kedu shefer tamim. And the tayin tziba the Gemara says in brachas in the first perek. Adra the Taineisa Tzidkiso, the main schar that you gave for fasting on a Tainis, is not so much that you're starving at the end of the day. The main schar is that you give tzedakah. We always used to collect the tzedakah on the Taineis. The Gemara says different things. Adra the Pirka Duchka, when you go to a public shir, so the main reward that you get is not so much for listening to the shir. Rashi says, you're going to forget the shir. Another hour is going to forget the shir. The main reward he gets is because he's so uncomfortable. Everybody's squeezed in on the benches, so he deserves a lot of reward for that. That's agra de kala duchka, the main reward for the kala. The public shir is duchka. And the Gemara has a whole list of things there. So the Gemara says, agra de tainesa is tzidkasa, the main reward, the agar. The main reward for a tainis you get not so much for the fasting, but rather for the fact that you give the tzedakah. So the amatzoi tainis he used to distribute the tzedakah. So what tzedakah did he give to the anim? So he used to give food. He used to give tuna fish sandwiches or whatever. So you got to give them the food because the aniyim are waiting. They're starving. They haven't eaten in a couple of days. So they're waiting to get tuna fish sandwiches. Amatzoi tainis. So if the marinim boys had tzedakah, they don't give them the tuna fish sandwiches till tomorrow morning. It's kilu shefer adam. Shenema, they ask the mishpat, tzedek yodim bo, ve'atam erashim. Then the Gemara says, hanimili, that's only if it's tuna fish sandwich. Rift of a tamre. The bread, rift is the bread, and the tamre, the fruits that they can eat. But if they're going to distribute money, they're not going to eat the money. There are no stores open, matzoi tainis. They don't need the money immediately. You give the money tomorrow morning, is also good. Or if they gave them chite v'sar, they give them wheat or barley, which was not yet made into flour. So they can't eat it. So even if you give it to them on matzoi tainis, they're not going to grind it up now and make flour and make bread out of it. So that if you give it tomorrow morning, that's not a problem. But if you're supposed to give the tzedakah when they really need the food and you don't give it, that's tzedek yolim bo, you're milling a tzedakah when they really need it, so that's not right. Yeah. And what is the first one to learn that from the first pasuk, tzedek yolim bo, what is the second pasuk? Ashu chomutz, ashu dayan, from Rabbi Idach, what is the first? The first one was who? Amar Abchanina. What does he do with the second pasuk? So the Gemara says, Ashur chamutz v'lo chometz. What does that mean? Ashur chamutz v'lo chometz. So Rashi interprets, this is the source for the din of Enes kokin ela tavea tchilo. Chamutz and chometz means the tovea, I have a claim against you, and until I finally get you to come to Bezin. Then when you come to Bezin, you say, but the Bezin should first take care of my claim. You have a counterclaim. So the Gemara says, no, and it's kakmela tabeh tchila. The one who called upon the Bezin to make the send hazmana, he has the right to have his case judged first. So that's what Tosis discussed over here. What's the difference? Who goes first? Kibudim. Bottom line, they're going to judge both cases. What's the difference whether you judge this case first, that case? So Tosis gives nafkaminas, the Edom are going to die, the Edom are going to go to Medina Sayyam.
Why does the Gemara kill Zakira from Yishayahu, not from the Chumash? So why does the Gemara assume that each Amora needs to darshan the other pasuk? Maybe he just doesn't darshan the pasuk. Well, what does it mean? Tzedek yodim bo. What does it mean? Tzedek yodim bo. Why does it have to be a special drasha on the pasuk? Maybe the pasuk is just kipshuto and there's no halacha learned out from the pasuk. Why does it have to be a yalfusa? Not halacha learned out. What is the navi talking about? Yodim means halana, to stay overnight. So what is it referring to? Something overnight.
So they say it must be referring to din in the fashas that you have to wait overnight. Well, Ashur Chamutz, we praise the one who postpones. The Pshuto Shal Mikra, they're asking. I don't think they're talking at Russia. How does he learn Pshat in the Pasuk? Okay. Maybe we'll save the next Gemara for the next time. So tomorrow, I can't give a shiur, but I'm able to come on Friday morning. So if people want, I can give a shiur at 9:30.